Welcome to Good Natured, a podcast about optimism and the great outdoors. I'm Kat Bolus, and as always, I'm joined here with Don Jacobs from Discover NEPA.
Hello, Kat.
Hello. How are we today?
Here's what happens. I walk in here, and I realize I haven't seen you in like a month.
Yes.
And I have so much I want to tell you.
Yeah.
Right? We've both been out so much doing so much,
yes.
Right? And there's like, I just want to get into it. Like,
right.
you know, because we do share a lot of stories, but we only have 10 minutes to do it.
I know.
It's pretty bad. Like, you know, since we were together, and I always sort of seem to start this out like that with you. I mean, we've done the Benton Rodeo.
I saw that.
Have you ever been there?
No, but I want to go.
I mean, it's just amazing. We got behind the scenes. We got to look at some of the bigger horses, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just amazing. You know, and we actually went corn picking.
Oh,
we got up early in the morning, went to Hopkins Farm up in Falls, and we're ripping the ears of corn off.
This is with Anna,
this
right?
This is with Anna, yeah. And that story posted during August. We've just been out and about and being optimistic and outdoors,
mm-hmm.
and there's so much more coming up yet.
And you were at the Wayne County Fair.
We were at the Wayne County Fair. That was a great, great trip.
Yeah.
And we have some fairs still coming up.
Right.
Right? I mean,
we are in fair season.
We are in fair season. We have the Wyoming County Fair at the beginning of September, then it's the Luzerne County Fair, and then, of course, the mother of all fairs, the Bloomsburg Fair at the end of the month.
She is the mother of all fairs.
And they know it. They they know that when they plan their week, people take off for vacation.
Mm-hmm.
The schools close down so the kids can work.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? So, I mean.
Oh, that's really neat.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, the Bloomsburg School District takes that week off so the kids could come in and work. And, you know, and so fair season is another good reason not to sit on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Go to their websites, find the good days, and maybe there's a special artist or whatever. There's music all day long at a lot of these places. So it's just something to see and do.
Yeah.
But I was at the Wayne County. I plan on going to the Bloomsburg Fair.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fair person?
I do love a fair.
Yeah.
My boyfriend makes a joke that I don't let him go to fairs because last year he wanted to go to the Lycoming County Fair and it was just a busy weekend. I'm like, oh, it's a long drive.
It's not that close, right?
Yeah. I was like, let's, you know, we live in Scranton. I'm like, let's go to a different fair. And now he's like, you don't let me go to fairs. So you know what? I'm gonna have to redeem myself this year. We're gonna have to go to Bloomsburg.
And if you're not a fair person, there's still all the festivals are coming up,
right?
Like the
right.
La Festa, mm-hmm. Labor Day weekend. And then you have, you know, the Pits and Tomato Festival came and went so quick.
Yes.
I mean, this time is just flying by.
Yeah.
I found the cutest little Italian festival in Old Forge when I moved in there.
Filetes.
Right.
Okay.
So
yeah.
So when I met my fiance, she's telling me we got to go to the Filetes. I never heard of it. I lived in West Pittston, which was south of the border.
Right.
We didn't come up to Old Forge.
You didn't come up to Lackawanna County.
No, but my goodness, a bunch of the I'm going to call them old timers. They're as old as me.
Yeah.
But the traditional foods like sofrita and tripe.
Ooh.
And sausage and peppers and just unbelievable. The stand they've been cooking for the last 3 weeks just to get ready for this.
That's awesome.
And that's coming up in the middle of September. So we have a lot.
I didn't miss that one.
You didn't miss it yet?
Good.
No. So I'm just saying, like, go and check, especially, like, go to Discover NEPA and check the calendar of events because there's a lot of things to get you off your couch and outside.
Yeah.
You know?
And I also saw you were at Camp Kresge.
Yeah, I love that camp.
Yeah, my niece and nephew would do their weekend overnight camps there. So my nephew is, like, a huge Halloween fanatic.
Oh, really?
And he would do their Halloween camp there.
That's nice.
A couple years in a row, but my mom and my sister and my brother-in-law like always loved driving them out there.
It's a beautiful camp.
Yeah, they loved the scenery there.
Yeah. So it's the YMCA camp, right? Pennsylvania Troop P Camp Cadet adopted that, so they do their Camp Cadet Week there. I used to be on that board of directors.
Oh, cool.
But you use the word Halloween. I got to put a flag up. I was walking around Walmart and Sam's Club. Halloween decorations and outfits are out already. We're just starting September.
I know. So I have a funny story. So my nephew, he's 15. He's obsessed with Halloween. He's always been, like, since he was one. He asked me if I would take him to Atlantic City to the grand opening of the flagship Spirit Halloween store. And at first I was like, no, that's a lot. And then everyone here at WVIA was like, you got to do it. So
did,
I took
it. Did you?
Yes.
Is it everything that I've
it
read about?
It was wild.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that at all. He was so excited. He is a... he makes like YouTube videos
yeah.
about like animatronics and stuff. So he like did a bunch of YouTube
right.
videos.
He met How old is he?
15.
And he knows the word animatronic. I don't even know what was that word that you just
animatronic.
Said.
Animatronic. It's like in our dictionary
right.
at home. But yeah, he told me that August is now considered Ogtober.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, come on. First of all, I'm not a Halloween person.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, my kids never really got into it. I never really got into it. And I understand the people that enjoy it.
Yeah.
But you've got to bring out the costumes at the end of August.
October.
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on. I think that's ridiculous. Hey, before I forget, there's some exciting things. Hunting right around the corner, right? Archery starts the first weekend in October. So if you bow and arrow hunt, get out and practice.
Yeah.
You know, let's be ethical sportsmen.
Yeah.
You got to know where that arrow is going to end up. And at this point, you have almost a month if you haven't already blown the dust off your bow. And early squirrel season. How interesting
squirrel
is this?
Season.
Yeah. So squirrels, if you look at it nationally, are one of the most hunted species.
Really?
Every kid has cut their teeth on shooting squirrels, eating squirrels. And in a lot of the rural areas, people like really do hunt and eat that. And
yeah.
I love squirrel meat.
Really?
But yeah, so you could take a kid, September 12th is when it starts.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the cool thing. For the first time, Sunday hunting in every sport is allowed.
Oh, it's so every sport.
Every sport.
Yeah.
As from beginning to end in that season, whatever that season is, you can go hunting on Sunday. So there's no excuse. If it rains on Saturday, take your kid hunting on Sunday.
What do you think about Sunday hunting?
I love it.
You love it?
So you'll always hear me use the word more opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I don't care what the old timers say.
Yeah.
It's a tradition. We should do this. Right now in modern society, there's a hole, and that is the time seems to be smaller and smaller.
It sure feels
so
that
way. So the holes that we have to go out and enjoy hunting or to get a kid out on a hike or whatever, they're getting smaller.
Yeah.
So why not? You had a day there during the week that you can go and you could go to a restaurant, you could buy booze, you could go fishing, you could go skiing, you could do everything else except the true heritage sport of Pennsylvania, and that's hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and it puts the opportunity into more people's hands.
Yeah.
Even if you're a hardworking man, you don't have to worry. If it rains Saturday, you go Sunday.
Right.
Right? Years ago, if it rained Saturday, you were done until the next week.
Right, right.
Right? So I'm all about opportunity, and I'm all about making things happen.
Yeah. So we also have to talk about the NEPA Ring Rescue.
Yeah,
which is a group of guys who do kind of make things happen.
Oh, my goodness. So I know the one gentleman, Vic Rosa.
Yeah.
He's one of the four founding groups. He's the last of the four. But Vic was a game commission guy.
Oh, okay.
So he reached out to me as soon as he hooked up with the other three from the NEPA Ring Rescue and said, this sport of metal detecting, we're finding people's jewelry that it was lost even years ago.
Yeah.
You got to come out and spend the day with us. What a great group of people.
I loved that. I think it's, it might have been Lee. Lee Hauser. Yeah, he says he's been detecting since the 90s.
Yeah.
Like, just the phrase detecting, I, like, never heard of it.
It's a hobby.
Yeah, it's, like, it's truly a hobby.
Yeah.
So Sarah Hovius Hall, who works here at WVIA News, she actually wrote about the group last August, too.
Oh, she did? Cool.
Yeah. But what was really neat, you know, she included the audio, you know, the audio of the actual machine in her, you know, the audio story that she did.
Yeah.
But what I thought was cool, you know, watching the Discover NEPA version, is that they can tell
by the beep
what kind of metal it is.
That's a ring tab.
Yeah.
That's a copper penny. That's a silver dime. Absolutely.
And they were saying that, like, even with gold, like, gold's not as easy to hear.
No, because it beeps like a ring tab.
Yes. Yes, which makes me question
I would dig up every ring tab.
Everything I know about gold. Yeah, right? So we have, we're going to hear from Lee.
Right. About how it got all started, right?
Yeah. So let's take a listen to that bite.
We decided to get together to go detecting, and we started looking for rings for people. And it took off. We started posting all the community pages. Seven counties, I think, we cover right now.
The process is simple. Get a hold of them through their Facebook page. And remember, it's free of charge.
We talked to whoever lost the item, and what we do is find out all the information, where it was lost, where they located, the circumstances behind it. And we also ask them what the best times for them are to get there to look for it.
So that was Lee from the NEPA Ring Rescue. So, yeah, Don, you know.
Get in touch with them.
Right.
They'll help you find something.
Right. That was the other thing that was interesting to me is that they do it for free.
Yeah, they do.
And they're really helping a lot of people.
Yeah, and the sense of the one ring I remember was lost a couple years ago and they found it.
Yeah.
And the lady cried, and it's on their Facebook page.
Yeah.
And that probably was one of the best feelings they ever had.
Yeah, because you really do form a connection with jewelry.
Yeah, I don't, but you do.
Yeah, yeah. But even, like, they were talking about digging up, like, the Civil War memorabilia. Yeah. And
it's a good hobby.
It's a good hobby, and it's so full of history.
Yeah, it really is. Now, last month, you asked me, do I know what Wallenpaupack stands for?
Yes.
Okay, and you challenged me to come up with one of those.
Yeah.
So you know the opossum,
yeah,
right? It's the only marsupial in the state of Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Where did the name opossum come from?
Is it Lenape?
No, it's Algonquin.
Okay.
And it means white animal.
Really?
There, you learned some useless fact today. So the next time you see a possum, you don't call it a possum. You say, you little white animal.
You little white animal. Get out of the road. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we'll do that again next next time.
Well, Don, thank you for joining us.
I always have a great time.
Yeah.
You got it.
And we'll be back with Sydney from the WVIA news team. We're back with Sydney Alaba from the WVIA news team. She's our community engagement reporter, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what she worked on over the past couple weeks. So hello, Sydney.
Hi.
Welcome back to the show.
Thanks.
So tell me about the Little League World Series parade. Was that your first time in Williamsport?
I believe it was my first time in Williamsport, and it was definitely my first time being there during the Little League Baseball World Series. It was definitely cool to see the parade with all of the teams, international and national teams there, and all the different people, all the different visitors from all over the world.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Isn't it neat, like, how the city just, like, it becomes kind of this, like, little version of the world almost when you're there? You went live because we have a Williamsport studio, so you went live from our Williamsport studio, and that was kind of your first time on location going live. Did you like that?
Yeah, it was cool. It was definitely cool to be in a new environment, and definitely where the studio is located. It's right on the parade route.
I know, you can see everything.
The parade's passing by outside the window as we're live on air. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. And so then you also went to the I never know. Is it Kielbasa? Kielbasi?
I say Kielbasi, but
I feel like I say Kielbasa, but that could
that's
be
how it's spelled. But
that could be the Scranton in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me about that festival.
It was cool. It's a classic NEPA festival, mm-hmm. I think, with all of the NEPA food, kielbasi, pierogies. It was cool. It was really hot that day,
day
that I was
always
there. But yeah, lots of good food.
So is it like different vendors have different kielbasa tents or?
So there is a bunch of different kielbasi vendors. I think this year there was 10 of them.
Oh, cool.
There's a kielbasi competition where they test, I guess, their smoked and fresh kielbasi. Mm. So they sell different kind, different recipes, but yeah, there's 10 different vendors along the festival that different people could try.
Yeah, we have a lot of cool stuff here in NEPA. So we have a pierogi festival, right?
Yes.
So there's
Edwardsville.
Edwardsville Pierogi Festival. We have the kielbasa festival. There was a hot wing festival, mm-hmm. I think maybe like a week or two before the kielbasa festival. We have the Italian festival coming up. Don and I talked a lot about fairs. There's just a lot of opportunities to eat in Northeast and North Central Pennsylvania, which is exciting for those of us who like to enjoy to eat.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, Sydney, thanks for coming on the show today. And, you know, we'll look forward to what you uncover next month.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. That's all for us today on Good Natured. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Kat Bolas.